DeepEnglish.com.
James Hartstern recently upset the apple cart by becoming the leader of a neo-Nazi group. Did James Hartstern recently upset the apple cart? Yes, James Hartstern recently upset the apple cart. How did he upset the apple cart? He upset the apple cart by becoming the leader of a neo-Nazi group. His appointment is unusual because Stern is also a black civil rights activist. Is his appointment normal? No, his appointment is not normal. His appointment is unusual. Why is it unusual? It is unusual because Stern is also a black civil rights activist. The National Socialist Movement, or NSM, is a racist organization. What kind of organization is the National Socialist Movement, or NSM? The National Socialist Movement, or NSM, is a racist organization. Its members idolize Adolf Hitler and preach hatred. Who do its members idolize? Its members idolize Adolf Hitler. Do they preach compassion? No, they don't preach compassion. They preach hatred. How the 54-year-old Afro-American became its president is an unusual tale. How old is its president? Its president is 54 years old. Is he white? No, he isn't white. He's Afro-American. Is his tale unusual? Yes, his tale is unusual. But then Stern is an unusual man. What kind of man is Stern? Stern is an unusual man. Born in South Central Los Angeles, Stern was a smooth talker. Where was Stern born? Stern was born in South Central Los Angeles. What kind of talker was he? He was a smooth talker. His silver tongue paved the way for him to become a pastor. What paved the way for him to become a pastor? His silver tongue paved the way for him to become a pastor. In 2007, things took a turn for the worse when Stern was convicted of 5 counts of wire fraud. Stern maintained his innocence. Did things take a turn for the better in 2007? No, things didn't take a turn for the better in 2007. Things took a turn for the worse in 2007. What was Stern convicted of? Stern was convicted of wire fraud. Did Stern plead guilty? No, Stern didn't plead guilty. Stern maintained his innocence. While serving time in a Mississippi prison, Stern befriended his cellmate, former Ku Klux Klan Grand Wizard Edgar Ray Killen. Where did Stern serve time? Stern served time in a Mississippi prison. Who was his cellmate? His cellmate was former Ku Klux Klan Grand Wizard Edgar Ray Killen. Did he make enemies with Killen? No, he didn't make enemies with Killen. He befriended Killen. Even though Killen would regularly call him a racial slur, Stern rose above it. What would Killen regularly call Stern? Killen would regularly call Stern a racial slur. Did Stern take offense? No, Stern didn't take offense. Stern rose above it. He said his Christian faith would not allow him to hate the Klansman. Did he say his Jewish faith would not allow him to hate the Klansman? No, he didn't say his Jewish faith would not allow him to hate the Klansman. He said his Christian faith would not allow him to hate the Klansman. When the other black inmates spat and put feces in Killen's food, Stern would offer him his own food. Did other black inmates spit in Killen's food? Yes, other black inmates spat in Killen's food. What else did they do to his food? They put feces in his food. What would Stern do about this? Stern would offer him his own food. He would even roll the old racist outside in his wheelchair to get some fresh air. Why would he roll the old racist outside in his wheelchair? He would roll the old racist outside in his wheelchair to get some fresh air. Over the next 4 years, Killen began to confide in Stern. Over the next 4 years, did Killen begin to distrust Stern? No, Killen didn't begin to distrust Stern. Killen began to confide in Stern. And in a remarkable turn of events, Killen granted Stern power of attorney over his estate and life story. Did Killen grant Stern power of attorney over his estate? Yes, Killen granted Stern power of attorney over his estate. What else did he grant Stern power of attorney over? He granted Stern power of attorney over his life story, too. Stern was released from prison in 2011. When was Stern released from prison? Stern was released from prison in 2011. In 2014, the longtime president of the NSM, Jeff Shoup, reached out to Stern to ask about his relationship with Killen. Who was the longtime president of the NSM in 2014? Jeff Shoup was the longtime president of the NSM in 2014. Why did he reach out to Stern? He reached out to Stern to ask about his relationship with Killen. The two met at a race relations summit in California later that year. Did the two meet at a car race later that year? No, the two didn't meet at a car race later that year. The two met at a race relations summit later that year. Where was the summit? The summit was in California. They were there to hammer out a solution to the racial violence which was plaguing the streets. What were they there to hammer out? They were there to hammer out a solution to the racial violence. Was it plaguing the streets? Yes, it was plaguing the streets. Later meetings saw the two men fail to reach a fruitful understanding. Did the two men succeed at reaching a fruitful understanding? No, the two men didn't succeed at reaching a fruitful understanding. The two men failed to reach a fruitful understanding. Stern struggled to change Shoup's mind about white nationalist ideals. Was it easy for Stern to change Shoup's mind? No, it wasn't easy for Stern to change Shoup's mind. Stern struggled to change Shoup's mind. What did he struggle to change Shoup's mind about? He struggled to change Shoup's mind about white nationalist ideals. One day in 2019, the white nationalist approached Stern for legal advice. Who approached Stern one day in 2019? The white nationalist approached Stern one day in 2019. What did he approach him for? He approached him for legal advice. The NSM was being sued, and Shoup felt the NSM had become an albatross hanging around his neck. Who was being sued? The NSM was being sued. Did Shoup feel the NSM had become a python hanging around his neck? No, Shoup didn't feel the NSM had become a python hanging around his neck. Shoup felt the NSM had become an albatross hanging around his neck. Stern sensed a chink in Shoup's armor. What did Stern sense? Stern sensed a chink in Shoup's armor. With his gift of gab, Stern convinced Shoup to make him president of the NSM. What did Stern convince Shoup to make him? Stern convinced Shoup to make him president of the NSM. How did he convince him? He convinced him with his gift of gab. Shoup is not happy about this. Is Shoup happy about this? No, Shoup is not happy about this. He claims Stern hoodwinked him into handing over the reins of power. Does he claim Stern hoodwinked him? Yes, he claims Stern hoodwinked him. What does he claim Stern hoodwinked him into doing? He claims Stern hoodwinked him into handing over the reins of power. Now Stern is ready to use his new position to promote peace and understanding. Is Stern ready to use his new position? Yes, Stern is ready to use his new position. Is he ready to use his new position to promote hatred and violence? No, he isn't ready to use his new position to promote hatred and violence. He is ready to use his new position to promote peace and understanding. He also plans to transform the group's website into a place to teach the history of the Holocaust. What does he plan to do to the group's website? He plans to transform the group's website. What does he want the group's website to be? He wants the group's website to be a place to teach the history of the Holocaust. But as Stern explains, I did the hard and dangerous part. Did Stern do the safe and easy part? No, Stern didn't do the safe and easy part. He did the hard and dangerous part. He says, as a black man, I took over a neo-Nazi group and outsmarted them. Is he a black man? Yes, he's a black man. What did he take over? He took over a neo-Nazi group. Did he outsmart them? Yes, he outsmarted them.